Hi, this is Randy Randall from No Age. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks a lot.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Oh. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. in the morning. You know what that means? It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday here on CITR 101.9 FM. Vancouver, Luke Mead here at the helm. Lots of stuff to go through today. We're kind of going to be leaning on the turntablism angle, thanks to the new issue of Music Roots magazine. They're at their 104th issue already. That's magnificent. And lots of good stuff on the CD that comes with it, namely some new stuff by Martin Tetrio and some Philip Jeck. We're going to start the show off with a lengthy piece, as we always do. Dug something out of the vaults today. We're going to listen to the Vordums, Live We. This was released a couple of years ago, but I don't believe I've played it on the show yet. Songs by three drum sets, one turntables, two CDJs, and a 24-piece choir. The funny thing that, and the booklet is quite elaborate, it is actually the sheet music of the composition that they've done. This is one of their more ambitious projects, to say the least. And for some reason, the special thanks and big respect to, they think, Reese Chatham in here. So we might hear something by him after this. But this is the Boredoms, Super Roots, number 9.
Thank you.
August 13th to 23rd, Satisfy Your Cravings. With spicy films and sizzling parties at the 21st Vancouver Queer Film Festival. Tickets available at queerfilmfestival.ca.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. My name is Luke Meat. What we just heard, a little excerpt from the insanely, I don't know, transplendent, I guess you'd call it, Super Roots 9 by The Boredoms, released a couple of years ago, involving three drummers, three drum kits, one turntable, two CDJs, a 24-piece choir recorded Christmas Eve 2004. Wow, can you imagine a better way to celebrate Jesus' birthday? And yeah, for some reason, they thank Rhys Chatham in the liner notes. I have no idea why, as there is no real connection to Rhys Chatham's music in here in this piece at all, but we are going to listen to some in this next set. Rhys Chatham, of course, the late 70s New York composer, most known for his infamous guitar trio and his 100 guitarist ensemble. Great stuff. Check out the box set out on Table of the Elements called An Angel Moves Too Fast to See. And it's like, hey, I don't own anything by Rhys Chatham. Why don't I own everything by Rhys Chatham? This piece has just been unearthed. Thanks again to those kind folks at Table of the Elements. Untitled 1986 for four electric guitarists, electric bass, and drums.
Clear. shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them? I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. My name is Luke Meat. Let's go through what you heard there. Started it off with the legendary New York composer Rhys Chatham. A undiscovered track with no title, Untitled 1986, that comes to us on a great compilation entitled Impala Eardrums, a Radium Sampler. Radium is a division of the record label Table of the Elements out of Atlanta, Georgia, focusing on fairly progressive and challenging music. Lots of really good stuff on here. And also, check out their website. And if you're a vinyl head, check out their vinyl packages. They do really, really amazing, amazing, elaborate picture discs, clear vinyl, that kind of stuff. After that, of course, Sonic Youth off their newest one, The Eternal Walkin' Blue, name of the track. They're a great little Lee Ronaldo tune there for you. And then we finished off there with, yeah, Pissed Jeans, King of Jeans, their new album. They're going to be here next week on the 22nd at the Media Club with Vancouver's own Womankind at the Media Club. Make sure you check that out. If you've never seen them before, they'll tear your face off. And stay tuned next week. We will be having a special show dedicated to Pissed Jeans with an interview with the band here on A Noise, CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to move into some serious noise territory now. I've got something here. Old disc. I dug this out of my collection. Haven't thought about this in eons. Neural. Neural is the noise music project of Alan Bloor, based out of Toronto, Ontario. And his main medium is prepared guitar. He uses a lot of different sound sources, including fan blades, typewriters, scrap metal, and car springs in conjunction with the electric guitar. Fantastic stuff. This record, quite popular about 10 years ago at CITR. One of the reasons why I started tuning in. Periodic Nephromusicalignosity. Great stuff. No titles given here, but I will heed his advice and ask that you do too. On the back of the CD, it says, exercise caution with volume, not responsible for damage to audio equipment. This is Neural on A Noise.
prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio A-Go-Go, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeed. At 3 o'clock, Mr. Frank Rumbletone will be gracing us with his audiophilic presence. Yes, indeed. Stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, we have the Green Majority hosted by CIUT, your only source for environmental information. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. Like I said, 3 o'clock to 5, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go. 5 o'clock, The Arts Report with Ms. Tracy Fuller. 6 o'clock, Audio Text with Julie. 6:30 this week is The Canadian Way with Spike Chilton. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City with Caroline. And 11 o'clock, my man Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked on the dial. Moving on here, like I said, a brand new issue of Music Works Magazine, the fantastic quarterly publication from our very own country, focusing on electroacoustic and experimental music. Not only Canada, from around the globe as well. The CD this quarter, focuses on kind of turntablism and stuff like that. And in this next set, we're going to hear our country's own very own Martin Tetriol, two tracks by him, Turntable Solo Without Record and Hi-Hat Opera. And then we're going to hear the master, the legend from the UK, Philip Jeck, with Chime Chime Re-Rung. Enjoy.
Nous continuons avec le cha-cha-cha. Thank you.
AMS Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268 or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're just about wrapping up the show here. And as always, we finish off with something off of the infamous Nurse with Wound list. And something incredibly rare this week, I'm proud to share with you. Something by composer Michel Weisswitz, who was a composer of live electronic music. He just passed away last year. He invented his own instruments that achieved physical touch with electronic music instruments, sometimes done by literally touching the electricity inside the instruments and thereby becoming a thinking component of the machine, if you will. He was also one of the first people to play with synthesizers on stage and stuff like that. His most famous invention is known as the Crackle Box. He's only put out one proper record, and it is insanely rare. But thanks to the kind folks at WFMU, they have dug it up. It is called Crackle. And he was back in the late 2000s, like just 2006, 2007, right before he died. He was still actually composing and performing on stage. And instruments used on this album are a Crackle synthesizer, a modified Putney VCS3, one of the more famous instruments best known on Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd, a mouth organ, and a modified springboard invented by the amazing inventor Hugh Davies, who was another inventor of incredibly bizarre instruments. So we're going to, without any further ado, this is Michel Weisswitz with his first track on Side B of the album Crackle. Die Brücke geht offen, Berliner Neustadtelmann, and Stratovarius. We'll be back to talk to you at the top of the hour.
Thank you.
And that will do it for us for yet another edition of A Noise. Thank you for listening. You just heard for the last 50 minutes Michel Weisfis off of his amazingly impossible to find album Crackle, with the first song on side two, Die Brug Gat Open, Berliner Neustadelment, and Stratovarius. Stay tuned for the Green Majority. This is Luke Meat signing off as always, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Played on an accordion in the middle of a park. When you think of Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, do you think of bloodthirsty mercenaries, pot-smoking bohemians, and murderous punk rockers? You do? Perfect!
Itsu Productions is proud to present The Road to Canterbury, a modern bastardization of the Canterbury Tales. Check out the show August 7th to 21st at 7 p.m., playing in the great outdoors at Queen Elizabeth Park. For more information, check out itsu.org.